Hi, this is Robin Charvet from Insight Principles. This is issue 149 from September 30th, 2025 of Insights and Implications. These are complex times in the business world and in society in general. Given this context, it's really useful to remember where the power is behind our human experience. Who's got the power? With all the changes going on in the world and within organizations, it's really easy to feel that things are out of control and that you are a cork at sea, tossed around in the middle of a large storm. Objectively, things are not settled. Circumstances do seem challenging, and you do not appear to have much control over what is happening. But if you look around, not everyone is suffering or even having the same experience. Some people are finding it very hard, while others are just getting on with things and are hopeful. This was true with COVID. Common circumstances, different experiences. So how come? You have to look where the power is. Is it on the outside, in the circumstances, or is it inside you, in your thinking? I know, it really looks like the former. But the more you understand how your mind works, the more you'll see the mind's ability to create reality in the moment based on the thinking you're entertaining. That power is absolute. For example, have you ever looked up the symptoms of a malady on the internet? How long did it take before you felt you had the disease? Or when your cell phone rings and you see that it's the school calling you and it's not the right time of day for that? Is the phone generating the fear, or is it your thinking? Here's the point. You can choose where you put power in and where you take power out. There is no power outside of your mind that can cause you to feel something. Your experience from moment to moment is between you and you. I'm simply pointing out the true source of experience. Realizing that the power is always in your mind allows psychological freedom, and from that state, the mind can generate the thinking that you need. The mind can give you thinking upgrades that often look miraculous. If you've ever had a plane delay, this phenomenon is easy to witness. Some people freak out and get upset. Others just grin and bear it. And some seize the opportunity to call a long-lost friend, or to have a moment of quiet in what was a busy day, or maybe increase their step count by walking around the airport. You are always experiencing life from the inside out. You are not a victim of circumstance, just of thinking. You can always experience freedom when you understand the invisible power of thought. And when you remember where the power is, you are free to receive the insightful, effective thinking you need to deal with the moment. So, do you want psychological freedom or not?